It's day 18 of our Advent series. Have you ever had a mentor, someone who really made a big difference in your life? Today we listen to stories about how angels, by doing something small, were able to help others discover who they were. First, Antonia Tomeo, the CEO of Antonia's Promise, who first spoke with us in episode 212.
When I was my most broken and alone, I took myself to church one day. And a woman appeared about on, I want to say day three, when I was giving myself to God and I was looking around at the church and I was crying and I was really giving my heart. I mean, that's what God wants, right? He wants our heart. And this woman tapped me on the shoulder and she said, "Do you see Jesus?" pointing at the mural. And I said, "Yes," with tears in my eyes. And she said, "Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to help you. Jesus is a doctor. Pray." And she handed me this hot pink rosary. And I took that rosary and I held it very close because I needed it and I needed something. And I went back to church and I would hear these women praying or like some kind of a prayer group going on day after day. And I started sitting a little closer. And the women asked if I wanted to become a part of that prayer group. And I became a part of the prayer group. And it was then that I met the Virgin Mary through that rosary. But that woman was in the church at the right time. And I call her my angel. Through prayer on 2010, I made a promise to God because I needed his help, which was if God had helped me and he had helped me with what I was struggling through, that I would speak love and light as a vessel for him. God keeps his promises, but I had to keep mine. I make handmade jewelry and I make rosaries by hand. And I have a company called Antonia's Promise. And my slogan is, "We are all broken." And what I've created is a design within the cross of a person bent over, broken in prayer. There's a hot pink bead on everything I make because I believe in walking angels on this world. And that day, that woman handed me a rosary. And it was with that rosary that I held near and dear to my heart and brought me closer to my faith in the Virgin Mary.
Now we hear from Pritha Lal, an authenticity coach and friend of the show from episode 6.
When I was young, very young, I had what is now termed as selective mutism, where a child does not talk unless they want to in an environment they're comfortable with. So I would speak to my parents and speak to my immediate family, but I'd step out of the house and my mouth would be shut. Like, this is how I was. I had an immense vocabulary. I was totally fine of doing everything else. But till second grade, I would not say a word in school. I would not utter a sentence. It was almost as if I stepped out and I turned mute. I went to a convent, a Holy Cross convent school in Mumbai. And every day I'd come home and I was fine. But my teachers, the sisters, they're like, "What is wrong with this child? She will not speak." But she obviously comprehends everything. So anyway, come second grade, we had a new teacher in the school. Her name was Miss Fatima Joy. And she's this tall, beautiful, gorgeous woman. And she used to wear her sari. She had long, dark dresses. She had this aura of wholesomeness, goodness, just kindness about her. And, you know, at that age, as a girl, you're so in awe of any kind of anything beautiful in front of you. Like if my mom would dress up, I'd be in awe. Oh, how beautiful she looks. So I looked at Miss Joy and I thought, wow, she's so amazing. But of course, you know, I wasn't going to say anything. But here is where she is my angel, is because the day she walked into our classroom, she was going to be our homeroom teacher, if you will, the class teacher. She probably knew of me as a child who doesn't speak in the class. So she walks in. She puts her stuff on the table. She looks around the room. I remember it so vividly. And she calls out. She said, "Who is Pritha in this class?" And I am dying because I am so scared. I look up. I raise my hand. And she goes, "Pritha, will you please come to the front of the class?" And I thought, that's it. I am done for. she said, I have to step out for a few things because, you know, it's my first day. Will you please stay in the front of the class, make sure everybody is quiet and get them started on this little assignment, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And I'm not kidding you, that was the first time somebody trusted a 7-year-old girl with a class full of 30 students instead of telling her that she couldn't speak. That was big. That was big. So today when I sit before a microphone or I do a podcast or here I am talking to you, Miss Joy is constantly on my mind. I don't think I could have moved an inch academically or done anything had she not trusted me without any prior knowledge, you know, without even second guessing, but just knowing that this child just needed that blind trust. And since then, I have worked with people. That has been a guiding principle, a guiding light in my life, is that even when I worked in HR, even as I worked as a life coach, to extend that hand of trust and extend that openness of saying, you know what, you got this. Even when you think you don't know, you got this. I mean, who but an angel would do that, right?
Many thanks to Antonia Tomeo and to Preetha Lal for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.